at-risk bumblebees in Ohio will get more attention through a combined effort with the State Department of Transportation and an Ohio State researcher. With me is Professor Karen Goodell, who studies the interactions between organisms and their environment and each other. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So we've heard about bumblebees' habitats endangered. What's going on with these bumblebees?
Well, a couple of things. A combination of increased development, both through agriculture, housing, mining, all kinds of activities that we do that affect natural habitats are fragmenting and taking away habitat from bees. We also use quite a few pesticides, which can have negative impacts on bees. And in particular, the rusty patch bumblebee, some of the endangered species, we believe that they may be becoming susceptible to diseases. So they are ones that are particularly struggling against diseases, potentially ones that may be transferred by our moving bees around.
All right. So there are like two particular bees, right, that you're focusing on?
Yes. The rusty patch bumblebee, which has recently been listed as endangered, federally endangered, and the yellow-banded bumblebee.
So why are they susceptible to what's going on?
We're not entirely sure why these particular species are declining much more than other species. Certainly some bumblebees seem to be doing fine, but it may have something to do with their particular susceptibility to sort of common bumblebee diseases, microbial diseases, or it may be aspects of their the very details of their nesting or sort of environmental interactions that become susceptible. One of the challenges is that we don't know a lot about the very specific needs that they have for, say, nesting habitat or overwintering habitat. And that's one of the foci of some of the foci of the study that we're doing now.
Why is it so important to grow the bee population and make sure that they're not pushed out?
Well, bumblebees are really critical pollinators for quite a few of our agricultural crops. So anytime we find that their populations are in decline, we get quite concerned. And we know from research that's been done recently that quite a few of the bumblebee species in the U.S. are not as abundant as they were.
Explain what your study will be examining.
A couple of different things. Most of our field work is based on trying to figure out what the distributions of all of the bumblebee species in Ohio are. So where are they occurring and what are their relative abundances? Which ones are the most abundant? Which ones are the next most abundant? And so forth. And from those data, we'll be able to help the Department of Transportation understand how their work might impact different species of bumblebee. Now, of course, we are particularly interested in the distributions of the endangered species, the rusty patch and the very rare species, the yellow-banded. But of the 16 different species that we have in Ohio, at least 9 of those are quite uncommon, rare, and possibly endangered or extinct. So there are quite a few species that we have our eye out for in addition to the ones that we know are endangered.
Now, ODOT decided to pair up with Ohio State then to do this research. Why is ODOT so interested in this?
I think one of the challenges for ODOT is once we have a species that's federally endangered, there are certain regulations that they are going to need to follow. Anytime their activities might impact the habitat for an endangered species, they will need to demonstrate that their activities won't harm individuals of that species.
So do you think that your research and locating where these bees are then more prevalent will stop some of the road expansions?
I can't say. But what I can say is that, if we do find endangered bumblebees, actual populations of those, they will be able to take steps to make sure they avoid altering or manipulating those particular habitats.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking with Ohio State Professor Karen Goodell about a study to look at saving bumblebee habitats in Ohio.
Thank you very much.